This is the Seabed Daily Text. The way true religion breaks the self-deception of false faith. James 1, 26 and 27. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Consider this. James just can't leave this business of deception behind. In 1:16, he warned, "Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters." In 1:22, he warned again, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves." Now today he says it again at verse 26. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Chances are no one reading this, or the one writing it, actually thinks they're being deceived. That's how deception works. We don't know it when it's happening. So what are we to do? Should we go around suspicious of everyone and wary of being tricked? No. The danger is not from other people. It is from ourselves. The issue is self-deception. Anyone who has lived any amount of time knows that a human person has an almost infinite capacity to deceive him or herself. It's why people cheat on their taxes and steal from their employers. It's how people rationalize extramarital affairs. It's how preachers find their way into pornography. It's why many people in prison today consider themselves innocent. When it comes to self-deception, there are infinite shades of gray. In all of these situations, people manage to talk a good game when it comes to religious faith. Back in James 1:21, he gave us a helpful admonition. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Look at the seemingly disconnected admonition he offers today. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. What does looking after widows and orphans have to do with overcoming self-deception? Maybe it has something to do with our inability to think, read, or pray our way out of the grip of self-deception. Could it be that self-deception can only be broken by the sobering activity of selfless giving? What if true religion is the only way out of false faith? The crazy thing about impure and faulty religion is people can hold all the right beliefs and maintain all the right religious motions, yet still be steeped in false faith. I mostly see this happen when Christians go on a mission trip. They find themselves in an orphanage somewhere south of the equator, far from the comforts of suburban seductions and small-town distractions. An inescapable confrontation begins to happen. Their hearts begin to break over the kind of human need and suffering that breaks the heart of God. A kind of awakening begins to happen. True religion, in the way James identifies it, has a way of exposing the self-deceiving ways of false religion like nothing else can. The prayer. God our Father, I want to be a real Christian. I don't think I'm deceived, which is likely a good sign that I am. Break the deception in me. Show me the path toward true religion, which is selfless giving to those who need it the most. Break me out of the hall of mirrors that my life so easily becomes. In Jesus' name, amen. The questions. Number one, according to today's text, we don't keep ourselves from being polluted by the world by escaping the world. It happens as we enter into the broken world in a different way. Does this make sense to you? How? Number two, have you had an experience of practicing true religion as James describes it? Did it open your eyes to see the world and faith differently? How? Can you think of a person whose life and faith were transformed by helping others in need? And number three, how does looking after orphans and widows in their distress break through the smokescreen of self-deceived religion? What does it expose about our churches, our own faith and values? For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.